Einstein the Failure. In 1902, it was far from obvious that the young physicist Albert Einstein would be hailed as the greatest physicist since Isaac Newton. In fact, that year represented the lowest point in his life. A newly minted PhD student, he was rejected for a teaching job by every university he applied to. He later found out that his professor Heinrich Weber had written horrible letters of recommendation for him, perhaps in revenge for Einstein's having cut so many of his classes. Furthermore, Einstein's mother was violently opposed to his girlfriend, Mileva Merrick, who was carrying his child. Their first daughter, Lizerl, would be born illegitimate. Young Albert was also a failure at the odd jobs he took. Even his lowly tutoring job abruptly ended when he was fired. In his depressing letters, he contemplated becoming a salesman to earn a living. He even wrote to his family that perhaps it would have been better had he never been born, since he was such a burden to his family and lacked any prospects for success in life. When his father died, he felt ashamed that his father had died thinking that his son was a total failure. Yet later that year, Einstein's luck would turn. A friend arranged for him to get a job as a clerk in the Swiss Patent Office. From that lowly position, Einstein would launch the greatest revolution in modern history. He would quickly analyze the patents on his desk and then spend hours contemplating problems in physics that had puzzled him since he was a child. What was the secret of his genius? Perhaps one clue to his genius was his ability to think in terms of physical pictures. For example, moving trains, accelerating clocks, stretched fabrics, rather than pure mathematics. Einstein once said that unless a theory can be explained to a child, the theory was probably useless. That is, the essence of a theory has to be captured by a physical picture. So many physicists get lost in a thicket of mathematics that lead nowhere. But like Newton before him, Einstein was obsessed by the physical picture. The mathematics would come later. For Newton, the physical picture was the falling apple and the moon. Were the forces that made the apple fall identical to the forces that guided the moon in its orbit? When Newton decided that the answer was yes, he created a mathematical architecture for the universe that suddenly unveiled the greatest secret of the heavens, the motion of celestial bodies themselves.